The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, hey, and there's nooks and crannies. How you doing? A lot happening. Some of it good, some of it just darn depressing. So we start with some of the news that just makes you shake your head, frankly. And the popping sound that is the sound of the gun going off of a 26-year-old man, not a student at the Seattle Pacific University, going in and shooting three students, one in critical condition, one still in satisfactory condition, and another one killed, not even 20 years old, a 20-year-old man shot. But here's the thing. There was, the thing that was interesting is there was a student who was working as a building monitor and used pepper spray and knocked down the guy who had come in and started to shoot, knocked him down to the ground, and other students jumped on top of him, so good for them, because the police came, they took him into custody, they think he was pretty much all on his own, trying to sort out now some of what, why, and how this happened, and all of that. You know, it's always the why question, but at least they got him. He's in custody. He had a shotgun, he had a knife, he had more rounds of ammunition. He was trying to reload when they were able to nail him. Doesn't help the family of the 20-year-old, and sadly, let's hope and pray that the 20-year-old woman who's in critical condition pulls out, and then there's another 24-year-old man, that's what I was just describing. There's another person who lost it and is in the hospital for emotional trauma. Can you blame anyone? All of a sudden your world is shattered when you see that and try to figure out what to do. But the students who, as the university president said, acted without regard for their own safety, he was so emotional he talked about it, good for them. Good for them for doing that. And this is a small, beautiful little college. It's a Christian university with a population of just over 4,200. It's in the Queen Anne neighborhood. So, good for them. Good for them for acting and doing whatever they could to bring him down so he didn't reload and didn't get to more people. But it is incredibly heart-wrenching to see this happen on another college campus. Also, some good news that after a day-long search, the guy who killed three Mounties in Canada has been captured. Police arrested Justin Bork, who is 24 years old. They arrested him on Friday at 11:10 or 12 a.m. They arrested him on Friday. So that's great news. He was dressed in fatigues. He had a rifle. He went on a rampage Wednesday when he killed those three Mounties. And the police officers were just grieving, and they launched a manhunt for him. And even you'd see these news conferences, and they would break down. They just couldn't even get through the news conferences. So they did get him, and that's great. They were able to catch him, too. So, meaning that he'll have to answer for those crimes. The victims were all officers of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And it's rough. It's a small area that they come from, and people knew each other and all of that kind of stuff. And it's Moncton, which is a small city that's northeast of a place called, a really cool place called Saint Jean. And in 2012, the homicide rate in Canada was 1.6 per 100,000, while in the United States it's 4.7, to show you the difference. Per 100,000. These are United Nations statistics. So look at the difference there. It's just something you wouldn't expect to happen. Much like the first story I said, that's the familiar theme. Oh, we didn't think it would happen here. I can't believe it happens here. But at least in the outcome of this, that's what they can tell them. They can tell themselves, hey, at least, you know, we were able to do something. And in both cases, they'll have to answer for their crimes. This is scary. Mad cow. When was the last time we heard anything about mad cow disease? There's been some deaths in Texas. A fourth death, in fact, in the United States. Lab tests confirmed that somebody in the Lone Star State recently died. Mad cow is basically a fatal brain disorder linked to eating beef from cattle with mad cow disease. Remember when that broke in the United Kingdom in England in 1996? Worldwide, there have been more than 220 cases reported, the majority in Europe. So, not great news about mad cow. They're still trying to trace things. They say there are no Texas public health concerns or threats with this case. But it's another case that pops up, and it's a really horrible, horrible death, this mad cow. And what it does to people when they get it, attacks the central nervous system, and it just spreads, and it's an awful, awful, rough way to die. After that happened in England, there was huge concern over what was happening in the United States, and was being discussed as to whether or not this is something that we would have to deal with, and obviously on a limited basis that has absolutely happened. And you know, on this show I like to say, and I haven't actually talked about it much this week, Mother Nature plays a starring role, it seems, right? It was terrible this week. The severe storms that smashed into Omaha, Nebraska, and Tennessee, and parts of Ohio, and boy, Nashville really got slammed. Louisville, Kentucky, Cincinnati, pelted with terrible, terrible rain, which leads to the flooding, and that golf ball-sized hail that did that amazing damage in Nebraska. 4,300 cars at Woodhouse Auto Family, it was called, in Blair. 30 miles from Omaha, hoods dented, windshields shattered, and damage is substantial. Can you say a hail sale? Because what do? That many cars to get battered in the storm? And then floods after that. They really bore the brunt of some harsh weather. All right, coming up on the next segment, you're going to love this. Bill Biney joins us, and Vinny joins us, and he is a whistleblower from the NSA days. He was there for 30 years, and he talks about what he saw happening, the very things that Ed Snowden was talking about, and how he tried to blow the whistle and went to lots of different agencies, but they were having none of it. And then the FBI gets involved and actually raids his home. And he's just trying to say, hey, listen, the Constitution is being trampled upon. People are being spied on. You don't want to miss it. That's next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've been talking about Ed Snowden and the NSA now since last year, even before that we were, but the Ed Snowden deal since last June. In our virtual green room right now, Bill Biney. And Bill Biney knows what it's like to be a whistleblower because he was one. In fact, also, he was a whistleblower against the NSA, if you will, to try to show what was really happening. And he did it after he retired in 2001, after 30 years, what courage it takes to blow the whistle on NSA surveillance programs, as we've seen. Bill, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
When you did that, were you worried about, you know, you see Snowden was in fear of his life. Were you worried about repercussions?
Not when we first started, when we left NSA and started to raise issues inside the government, I didn't think there was anything to worry about. We were dealing with everybody inside the government, you know, the intelligence committees, the inspector generals at the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice. So I thought we were doing the right channels.
But then, as it turns out, it came back to bite you in a sense, because wasn't there a raid on your house and whatnot?
Yes, there was. They decided that we were causing too much of a stir in Congress, I guess, and raising an issue about the unconstitutional activity that they were doing. And so they sent the FBI to silence us.
And so in the FBI, when you say the FBI comes to silence you, what does the FBI say to you?
They're accusing us of being the source for the New York Times articles exposing the warrantless wiretap. But, of course, we weren't, and they knew that, of course, from all the data they had on us. I mean, the Stellar Wind program had all our phone calls and emails and things, so they already knew we weren't in any way contacting anybody in the New York Times.
So you knew this was already happening, and you were trying to make people aware of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And when you started to try to spread the word, what did you get from other people?
Well, basically, it was just silence and listening, and then they would... one of the House members of the House Intelligence Committee said, we know the place is really messed up, but now is not the time to fix it. Well, you know, I knew right away when he said that we were lost, because obviously, if now isn't a good time to fix it, when is?
Yeah. And you retired after 2001. Was that before 9/11 or after?
No, it was after. It's the 31st of October of 2001. It was about a little over a month afterward.
Did you notice there was an uptick in what was happening right after 9/11, some of the things you had seen?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I saw all this equipment coming in. I knew they were doing something. And, of course, it was in the local area, but the contractors I had running my program and developing it were the ones they had to use to set up the other programs, the Stellar Wind program, which was domestic spying inside the United States. So whenever they started setting that up, they came and told me what they were doing. And, that was just an unconstitutional violation of everybody in the country and their rights.
Yeah, how'd that make you feel after all those years with the NSA?
Well, first of all, when they were doing that like that so blatantly, I mean, obviously they had to have cover from the top. That meant the White House, which is what happened. But it meant also that it was hopeless to deal with anybody inside the NSA because that decision had already been made much further up the line than NSA, which meant to me the only recourse I had was to go outside the NSA with the inspector generals of the Department of Defense, Justice, also the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, and the individual members of Congress. So those are the only avenues I had left to use, which were, of course, the ones you are under the employment requirements for the government. You are required to report these kinds of things, illegality, fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption.
Yeah. And now you're seeing, you know, what's happened with Ed Snowden. What do you make of what's going on with Snowden?
Well, I mean, they're trying to change the narrative away from the real criminality that our government's involved in, and shine the light on Snowden as a traitor and away from what they're doing. When Snowden's real objective was to expose all the criminality of our government and what it's all about. It's basically destroying our constitutional republic. So, if for example, they wanted to really get rid of the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments, which is what they're basically doing, then they ought to at least have the courage to put a proposal to do exactly that on the floor of Congress, let them vote it out, and have it sent around to be ratified by the states. And if 75% of the states ratified, then that becomes the Constitution, the new one. But they don't have the courage to do that. They don't want to come out and say what they're doing. They've been lying about it and covering it up for over 12 years now.
And obviously, if you're, like you say, 12 years, it doesn't matter, Republican or Democratic, in the White House, huh?
No, it makes no difference. No, they've all adopted it.
Wow. And it's in when you saw this going on. So imagine if you were like the Ed Snowden of your day, and you were trying to be because you went through all the normal channels, and that was his argument, that how could I go through the normal channels? So when you saw what he did you say, hey, bravo, because how could this word have gotten out? I tried it myself, and it didn't work.
Well, especially since I helped design some of those programs, you know, I was kind of I kind of thought the government, since they knew what I did, they should at least have some confidence in the credibility that I carried with me. So I didn't feel I needed to take any material out. But Snowden, of course, I mean, I think he felt very clearly that the only way he could get it believed was to take documentation of it out. So I can't blame him. Once he decided to do that, that was the only way to get the because he presented irrefutable evidence that what the government was doing.
We're speaking with a former high-level NSA agency intelligence official, Bill Biney, who retired after 2001, after 30 years at the NSA, blew the whistle on NSA surveillance programs, and we're talking about what happened afterwards. Now, there's a website for whistleblowers that exposes facts. Tell us about the website.
Well, there's several of them. One is, of course, at GAP, Government Accountability Program, then whistleblower.org. There's a number of them out there. You can Google it and get all the list of them. I don't know all of them, by the way. But there are initiatives starting over in Europe also to try to do the same thing. So it's kind of spreading, and we've just started Ex Post Facto, a new organization in D.C. to try to help whistleblowers get the word out and help them get that out without being exposed. So that certainly is a new. It's kind of like a WikiLeaks, but I don't think it's going to operate exactly that way. I mean, it's just starting, so we'll have to find out exactly how to maneuver it whenever we get complaints or initiatives from people who could be whistleblowers.
And again, it's called Expose Facts, right? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So the idea is, since you saw what happened, if somebody had a place to go and more eyes were on it, maybe that would really rattle the cages. Am I right?
Oh, yes, that's right. I mean, that would get it. That would get everything up and current. You know, some of the material that Snowden has is a little older, so it's, you know, a year to 2 or 3 years old. So,
do you think Snowden will ever be allowed to come back into the United States without immediately being arrested and having to go through the whole trial process thing?
I only think that would ever happen if we decided to clean up our own government and go after all of them too.
As somebody who, you know, as I said, you had a 30-year career at the NSA, certainly I bet if I talked to you when you first started versus after you retired, it'd be a whole different ballgame. Why did you go to work for the NSA?
Well, back then it was the Cold War, you know, in the 60s when I joined. So it was we were facing the great enemy, you know, so to speak, of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a clear purpose there. You were trying to fight for justice in the right way, the American way, right? Which we all wore white hats back then, right?
Right.
So at least that was the impression everybody had, and that's what we tried to live up to. But you know, after a period of time, things started going downhill, and the government just kept becoming more and more corrupt and more of a bad place to be working. I mean, it was it took a long time to really corrupt it to the extent it is now. But for example, when Reagan was president, he said we are a country with a government. Well, now he would be saying we're a government with a country. It's like now we are a state where the state is watching everybody, and everybody cannot see what the state is doing.
Yeah, and you said this.
That's not a democracy.
Yeah, you said this already. That obviously trampling on the Constitution, as somebody who is in the game, very worrisome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it really is.
Yeah. All right, Bill Biney, keep spreading the word. We'll look for it. Expose Facts, for sure. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Coming up on America Tonight, one of my favorite segments. It's all about the numbers. Plus, we have movies coming up at the tail end of this hour. I always say this, you point to numbers, and numbers are everywhere, aren't they? There are people that actually make a living on numbers. So, without further ado, time for another edition of We Can Count. General Motors, the delayed recall by that fabulous company, led to the deaths of at least 13 people, was caused by the misconduct, they say, of about 20 employees, calling it a pattern of incompetence and neglect. Really? So this was an internal investigation that the results were just released on Thursday of this week. And, you know, we're talking about the switches, and we're talking about the little amount of money that the company would have had to pay to fix those switches. The GM Chief Executive Officer Mary Barra announced that 15 employees have been dismissed five more disciplined in the wake of the three-month investigation into, you know, what happened here. She just became the CEO, by the way, in January, and said she was upset by reading the report and the ignition issues, which persisted for 11 years, which is just epic and ridiculous. 13 people dying as a result of the ignition switch flaw. The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and other safety experts and families of the people killed in the recalled cars have said that the numbers don't include the victims who should be counted, and they have to determine if there are more than 13 fatalities whose families are due compensation, because Kenneth Feinberg is going to decide how victims will be paid, and the company will start accepting claims on August 1st. But, of course, that does not bring back the family that you lost because of something that is a tragedy that could have been prevented but wasn't. Shockingly, over parts that cost really nothing, but adding up the numbers of how many would have to be replaced is what led to that, and it's terrible. Bank of America, the mortgage bill, they say, could be $12 billion. They're in talks on $12 billion mortgage settlement. Boy, lots of billions being thrown around lately, huh? They're negotiating a deal with the Justice Department and a number of states that would lead to that settlement related to the banking practices in their mortgage divisions, according to a U.S. law official. The allegations are that Bank of America defrauded buyers of the securities by misleading them about the quality of the loans involved. The securities in question consisted of home loans that financial institutions bundled according to their risk. The products played a key role, as you know, in the 2008 financial crisis. Loans that were rated as safe began to fail in huge numbers as the housing market collapse. The bank already agreed in March to pay $6.3 billion to settle four lawsuits filed by the Federal Housing Finance Authority, which has overseen government-backed housing finance firms, of course, Fannie and Freddie. The lawsuits also allege that the bank falsely represented mortgage loans. So the potential Bank of America settlement, which is why I bring it up, comes after J.P. Morgan paid $13 billion to settle similar lawsuits with the Department of Justice. Money, money, money. How many times can we say that? When did the little people get the money? I can't answer that question in this version anyway of We Can Count. Let's go to some other numbers for you, and here's one. The, in talking about the Senate, and talking about what's happening on the Hill with bipartisan cooperation over a couple of issues, this one turned out okay. It seemed as though it would, but the Senate confirmed Sylvia Matthews Burwell as the next health secretary. Good luck to her. On Thursday, so new leadership at the top, the vote 78-17 in confirming Burwell, who was previously the White House budget director. She replaces Kathleen Sebelius, who resigned in April following months of controversy over implementing the Affordable Care Act. So a breath of fresh air for now. But I wonder how long she's going to like that gig. Is she a glutton for punishment? Really? To oversee that? Wow. 20,000 in phones were stolen. And you think, 20,000 in phones? How does that happen? Where's that happening? Is that a store? Is that from a kiosk in a mall? These thieves actually swiped it not too far from where I grew up in the Cherry Hill Walmart. And what happened is they're searching for two suspects. It happened at 11 o'clock, Route 38. Two suspects went into the store, went to the store's electronic department. They then used the claw end of a hammer to pry open a glass door. They took makes and models of all kinds, so that's where you get the dollar amount, the $20,000 and the big number. They took all kinds of things. Then they took various... Then after taking cell phones, both of them ran out of the store, with one entering what they thought was a four-door light-colored Buick. So they're pumping out information all over the place to see if anyone's seen anything. Doubtful that anyone has seen much of anything there. But they had the iSpy cams all over the place, so they were able to at least see that. Maybe they'll catch them. Especially if they can get the license plate or figure out the license plate. And if they can get anything that holds them to that car, which is why they gave out the description of the car. This, to me, is a mind-boggling story. Not to bring up something negative again, but imagine you see before your eyes somebody in an SUV that's, and this is while you're on the street somewhere, they slam into a tree and they're bleeding to death, or they've been instantly killed. People were transfixed by the scene of a fatal crash on Wednesday of this past week, a crazy, heartbreaking chain of events. But the Houston police say the mother behind the wheel of the Toyota 4Runner collided with another car heading northbound. She crashed into a tree, and she died on impact. Her two sons, 6 and 4, were wearing seatbelts but were not sitting in car seats. They were rushed to the hospital with non-threatening life injuries. But before the help came, the ambulance, the whole thing, eyewitnesses told police they saw people taking groceries out of the front seat of the dead woman's SUV. She had gone to her 4-year-old's graduation ceremony at the elementary school, went to the grocery store, dropped off a friend, then on their way home crashed. Police believe that she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. But how hardcore are you to see a person dead, children in the back, and go and grab groceries? Oh, that is just callous. I mean, that was one of the worst things I've ever come across, I think. I mean, you know, somebody said to me one time, it was a friend of mine who said, if something happens to me, grab my rings and grab my jewelry if I have a heart attack in public so that I'm not hauled off and they take that and you can give it to my family. And I thought, what are you talking about? But to actually go into a car with this most tragic thing you can imagine, you know there's young boys in there, and to take the groceries, absolutely, absolutely sickening. I mean, just crazy. Speaking of crazy, this is what we're going to end on, since this has been kind of a weird week in count. This story this week that broke out, Michigan investigators are looking into a strange cross-country trip. They say 62-year-old Ray Tomlinson drove most of the way from Glendale to Warren, Michigan, with his dead 31-year-old girlfriend in the front passenger seat. The unidentified woman voluntarily checked herself out of the Aurora Behavioral Healthcare Facility in Glendale May 28th. Police say Tomlinson, his girlfriend, and his 92-year-old mother left on June 1st. They stopped at a gas station in Flagstaff where the 31-year-old used the restroom. They think there she overdosed on prescription pain medication before returning to the van and continuing with the drive. So, apparently must have made the decision to drive with her body inside the van that way. Oh, man, depressing. We're moving on to the movies next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. There are a couple of decent movies actually coming out. This one, the sci-fi twist, if you like sci-fi kind of movies, is called Edge of Tomorrow. Let's take you there.
What I am about to tell you sounds crazy, but you have to listen to me. Your very lives depend on it.
This is not the end.
You see, this isn't the first time. Now, we've had this conversation. What day is it?
Judgment Day. You just came in with the fresh recruits.
The invasion will fail, along with every soldier you are sending. We lose everything.
Come find me when you wake up. you happened to me. You hijacked that power. I need your help.
With what exactly?
Winning the war. We can do this. Just come here every day and I'll train you.
No matter what I do, this is as far as you go.
Why does it matter what happens to me?
I'm not a soldier.
Of course you're not. You're a weapon.
All right, so the story about a near future where a hive-like alien race have hit the Earth in an unrelenting assault, shedding great cities to rubble and leaving millions of human casualties in their wake. Yikes, somebody has to help us. Emily Blunt, Tom Cruise, Bill Paxton. I like Tom Cruise in some of his movies. Brendan Gleeson is also in this movie. It actually looks pretty good, but I would probably wait for the rental on this Edge of Tomorrow, unless you went to some strange, like, big screen thing, IMAX. It might be kind of cool that way. All right, we move from that arena to The Fault is in Our Stars.
I believe we have a choice in this world about how to tell sad stories. On the one hand, you can sugarcoat it. When nothing is too messed up that can't be fixed with the Peter Gabriel song. I like that version as much as the next girl does. It's just not the truth. This is the truth. Doctor's appointments, reality shows, worst of all, support group.
Christ is our friend and he'll be there to the end.
All right. Hazel, how are you doing?
You mean besides the cancer? All right, I guess.
Why don't I play another song?
You need to be a teenager.
If you want me to be a teenager, you don't send me to support group. You gotta give me a fake ID so that I can go to clubs and take pot.
You don't take pot?
That is the kind of thing I would know with a fake ID.
Hey, make some friends.
Sorry.
My bad.
I'm Augustus Waters.
I've been in remission for about a year and a half.
Maybe you'd like to share some of your fears with the group.
Oblivion. What's your name?
Hazel. Why are you staring at me?
Because you're beautiful.
Really? You just ruined this whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yes, this whole thing.
Oh, man.
You were doing really well, too.
I never lit one.
Hmm?
It's a metaphor, see? You put the thing that does the killing right between your teeth, but you never give it the power to kill you. A metaphor. So, what's your story?
I was diagnosed when I was 13.
No, not your cancer story.
Your real story.
Your hobbies, your passions, your weird fetishes.
I am quite unextraordinary.
I reject that at the hand.
You know, Gus talks about you all the time.
We're just friends.
You're trying to keep your distance from me in no way lessens my affection for you.
Gus, I'm a grenade. One day I'm going to blow up, and I'm going to obliterate everything in my wake, and I don't want to hurt you.
You don't get to choose if you get hurt in this world, but you do have a say in who hurts you.
I am in love with you,
Hazel Grace.
And I know that love is just a shout into the void and that oblivion is inevitable. And I am in love with you. All your efforts to keep me from you are going to fail.
We're a hot mess.
Are you angry?
So angry.
You need to break something.
I fell in love with him the way you fall asleep. Slowly, and then all at once.
It's a good life, Hazel Grace.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, The Fault is in Our Stars, big book, wide release this weekend. It's a tearjerker about two teenagers with cancer, and falling in love and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of teenagers are expected to go see this, but other people as well. The book was highly read, and one of the stars in this, actually all the stars in it, but Shailee Woodley is pretty popular. She was in a movie with George Clooney, and she's been in several things lately. So she's one of those up-and-comers, and that's part of this. She certainly has a fan base, and they think this will be number one probably this week at the box office. And then finally, kind of a quirky comedy, Seth MacFarlane's creation. So you know how this is. It's called A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Now you put that under your pillow and the tooth fairy will leave you a penny. There ain't no tooth fairy, idiot. Now clean up that horse. Welcome everybody to
the Wild Wild West. The American frontier in 1882 is a terrible place in time.
Oh, hey, look, it's the ice. Why is it so big?
So it doesn't melt. It's actually really interesting how they do it.
Oh, that went south so fast! Oh!
There are a million ways to die in the West. Outlaws, hungry animals, diseases. You know cholera?
The black...
Ouch! That came out of my penis!
I would like to welcome a new member to our community.
Welcome to our awesome town.
What's with this fair?
Every year, people die.
Really?
Everybody hold still.
Oh! Hold still!
People die at the fair.
People die at the fair.
Somebody in this town is going to die.
My God, somebody's going to get f***ed up.
Please don't shoot us on sex night.
You beat this guy at his gunfight, you're going to be a real hero.
I've never actually fired a gun before.
I'm going to teach you how to shoot.
First vagina.
You've never seen one?
No, I feel like I should have a piece of cake or something.
It's that right there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's this. It's like from here to here.
Oh.
But that's just the outside. There's these folds.
Okay, I'm going to close the Bible now.
I know you're here, sir.
Watch and learn.
You really do have a death wish, don't you?
Oh, wait. Look at this. Look at our shadows. We barely know each other, but hey, when it's right, huh? I'll give you a little tap on the hat when I'm good to go, okay?
A million ways to die in the West.
All right, Seth MacFarlane, we'll see how that does. He has a definite, interesting and kind of twisted sense of humor. He does have an audience, though, so I think they'll go and see it. Go to the movies, do a cheap movie review, and send it to us at AmericaTonight.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.